If our attempt to understand the universe was inspired by the will to power, surely the concept of the will to power was inspired by Nietzsche's attempt to understand the universe. But the last word on this penetrating but dangerous concept should remain Nietzsche's. The manner of this lust for power has changed through the centuries, but its source is still the same volcano. What we once did for the sake of God, we now do for the sake of money. This is what at present gives the highest feeling of power. Die Morgenröte, The Dawn, 204. Eternal Recurrence. According to Nietzsche, we should act as if the life we are living will go on recurring forever. Each moment we have lived through, we will have to relive again and again for eternity. This is essentially a metaphysical, moral fable, but Nietzsche insisted on treating it as if he believed in it. He described it as his formula for the greatness of a human being. This supreme and impossibly romantic stress on the importance of the moment is intended as an exhortation to live our lives to the full. As a passing poetic idea, it has some force. As a philosophical or moral idea, it is essentially superficial. It simply doesn't bear thinking through. The cliché, live life to the full, at least means something, however vague. The idea of eternal recurrence turns out on inspection to be meaningless. Do we remember each of these recurring lives? If we do, we would surely make changes. If we don't, they are of no relevance. Even an arresting poetic image, and this is one, must have more substance if it is to be regarded as more than mere poetry. It is simply too nebulous to be used as a principle, as Nietzsche intended. The Superman. Nietzsche's Superman had nothing whatsoever to do with the cloaked figure who flies through the skies of comic books. It might have been better if Nietzsche's hero had adopted a few of his namesake's comic values. Clark Kent, at least, has a naive morality, which he attempts to impose on a rough and ready world of good guys and bad guys. Nietzsche's Superman had no truck with such constraints as morality. His only morality was the will to power. Yet curiously, Nietzsche's descriptions of his Superman show him inhabiting a world as filled with naive simplicities as any comic. The prototype for Nietzsche's Superman was his Zarathustra, an impossibly earnest and boring fellow whose behavior exhibited dangerous psychotic symptoms. Admittedly, the tale of Zarathustra was intended as a parable, but a parable of what? As a parable of behavior.